Greetings, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In a most unbelievable and shocking article, the British paper Daily Mail wrote on March 24, nearly a quarter of Republicans believe the Democrat president, Mr. Obama, may be the Antichrist, according to a survey. An even greater number compared him to Hitler. And then it goes on to say that more than half of the Republicans believed the president was secretly Muslim, something he has continuously denied, and 67% of Republicans who responded believed Obama was a socialist, despite his central leanings. But what about the idea that Mr. Obama could actually be the Antichrist? What about the idea that the Antichrist is going to come just prior to the return of Jesus Christ, something which has been taught in many religious circles, and even movies have been made portraying the Antichrist? Did you know that the Bible nowhere talks about the Antichrist? Did you know that the Bible nowhere teaches that the Antichrist is going to come just prior to Christ's return? Did you know that the word Antichrist is only used four times in the Bible, and in each case by the Apostle John in one of his letters? Let me read to you from the Authorized Version those four instances where the word Antichrist is used, and let us find out what actually is being said there. 1 John 2 and verse 18 says, "Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists." So John is saying that when he wrote this letter, there were already many Antichrists in the world. Antichrist just means opponent to Christ. Another passage is in 1 John chapter 2 and verse 22, which says, "Who is a liar but he that denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denies the Father and the Son." The third passage can be found in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 3, which says, "And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world." So again, being re-emphasized that at the time when John wrote this, the spirit of Antichrist was already in the world. And finally, 2 John and verse 7, "For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come," and literally it should say, "is coming," as the New King James Bible has it, "is coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an Antichrist." So we see here that John is teaching that the spirit of Antichrist was already around at the time he wrote the letter. That is for about 2,000 years. What does the spirit of Antichrist entail? Now we have published an article on this very subject, and I'd like to read to you briefly a few excerpts from it. It says, "The spirit of Antichrist denies that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God the Father. It denies that Jesus came in the flesh. That is, that he became a human being. It denies that God the Father, through the power of the Holy Spirit, impregnated the Virgin Mary to bring forth Jesus the Christ. It denies that Christ, the Son of God, who had lived for all eternity as a second member of the God family, became fully man to be able to overcome sin in the flesh and to die for us so that we could obtain forgiveness of sins." The article goes on to say, "And finally, the spirit of Antichrist denies that Christ is coming today in the flesh. That is, Christ is living his life spiritually through the Holy Spirit in the physical bodies or the flesh of his disciples." The New King James Bible says accurately, "For many deceivers have gone out into the world who do not confess Jesus Christ is coming in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an Antichrist." And the Williams translation says that Christ continues to come in the flesh. Now, what does this mean? Our article goes on to say, by extension, the spirit of Antichrist denies that we have to keep God's commandments because Christ only lives in us if we obey him. 1 John 3:24 says, "Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit which he has given us." So you see, my friends, if we wait for the Antichrist to come, we are going to be waiting in vain, because the spirit of Antichrist has been around for about 2,000 years. Now, it is true that the Bible talks about the appearance of two very powerful personalities. They are being called the beast and the false prophet in the book of Revelation. One referring to a mighty political military leader, the other to a very powerful miracle-working religious leader. Now, these two will be coming in the spirit of Antichrist, no doubt, and they will be working hand in hand. There are many places in the Bible where they are being referred to. They're being referred to as a woman riding the beast in Revelation 17. The beast is referred to as the king of the north in the book of Daniel. We also find that the false prophet is referred to in 2 Thessalonians as a man of sin who pretends to be God. But President Obama is neither one of them, because these are final leaders of a final revival or resurrection of the Roman Empire in Europe. The Bible says that Europe will be revived, or the Roman Empire will be revived several times, and many times it has already happened under Charlemagne, under Otto the Great, under Charles V, under Justinian. And a final revival is still ahead of us. And this revival will be led by two very charismatic, powerful leaders, a political military leader called the Beast, and a false prophet, a religious leader, leading a huge organization which is called, quote-unquote, Christian. They will be coming in the spirit of Antichrist. That's what we were looking forward to. That's what we should focus on, something which is going to happen in Europe in the very near future. And when that happens, when you see those two powerful leaders manifesting themselves on the world scene, you know that the time of Christ's return has come near. For you to know more about it, we have published a book on Revelation. It's free for the asking. Please send your request to standingwatch.org and just ask for this booklet. You can also read it online. And you can also get a copy of our free article, which I quoted from today, on the Antichrist. So thanks very much for watching. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.